Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. My name is Leslie Hunt, and I'm your volunteer reader. Today, we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled Santan Valley Incorporation Efforts Mark Milestone. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, April 23, 2025, and written by Janet Perez. The latest effort to incorporate Santan Valley has reached a major milestone. The organizers of Santan Valley Incorporated turned in about 10,500 signatures to the Pinal County Elections Department on Tuesday in an effort to get the incorporation question on the ballot this fall. Just more than 6,100 signatures were necessary. It's a lot of work. Our team worked hard and got the necessary signatures and we're proud of it. 10,000 seemed like a large goal to start, but we did it and it's just super exciting, said Tyler Hudgens, chairman of Santan Valley Incorporated. I'm in it because I think Santan Valley is overlooked. I think it's marginalized. I think that it's not been given the shot that it deserves. The organization began the effort to incorporate Santan Valley in 2023. In April 2023, the group finished the first phase of its efforts when it filed a notice of intent to seek incorporation with the Pinal County Board of Supervisors. In October 2024, the organization received the okay from the Board of Supervisors to start circulating its petition for signatures. Hudgens said anywhere from 30 to 50 people helped collect the needed signatures. The Pinal County Elections Department will begin processing petitions before transferring custody of a random selection of signatures to the Pinal County Recorder's Office for signature verification. Quote, if at least 6,107 signatures are accepted by the county, subject to approval from the Board of Supervisors, the voters of Santan Valley will have an election on August 5, 2025, to vote on whether they wish to become incorporated as a town, end quote, according to a statement from the county. With a population of about 100,000, Hudgens said that residents of Santan Valley are long overdue in having their voices heard. This is a historic moment for Santan Valley. Incorporation has never gotten this far, Hudgens said. We just wanted to give the community the opportunity to decide for themselves what they want. Outside interests have always blocked them from being able to decide, and so now one of our main goals has been met, to give the voters a chance to decide. That's how democracy works. Hudgens said it's been difficult for the region to have its needs met when only one of the members of the Board of Supervisors, Mike Goodman, represents Santan Valley. Quality roads and restaurants top the list of items Santan Valley residents are concerned about. They're experiencing the issues every single day on the roads and not being able to go out to eat at the restaurants and 20 car washes on every corner and dentist offices and storage units. People want a community. They want a place to call home, and unfortunately, it's really hard to get to know people here because there's nothing that really binds us all together, just a bunch of zip codes and homes, and we want to change that. Hudgens and fellow members of his organization have met with leaders in nearby cities and towns, such as Queen Creek, Gilbert, Mesa, Apache Junction, and Chandler in the Southeast Valley, and Coolidge and Florence in Pinal County, to make the case for incorporation. Our heart as a committee, as an incorporation committee, is to be good neighbors, and we have worked hard to do that, Hudgens said. That was us establishing relationships, being collaborative, not combative, just opening this dialogue in those channels. There are 100,000 residents right now that are their neighbors, that do not have a voice for the collective region, and so, by us incorporating, we become a voice in this area to help the other cities around us and to work together and collaborate together. In April 2024, the Queen Creek Town Council unanimously adopted a resolution stating that the, quote, town supports the incorporation of Santan Valley, provided that the petition and map fully comply with Arizona law and do not conflict with the town's municipal planning area, end quote. A good reciprocal relationship with Queen Creek, which is Santan Valley's closest neighbor, is important to all, Hudgens said. We're a large chunk of Queen Creek's sales tax revenue, and we want to give opportunities for that money to be spent here too, and to be able to stay here, Hudgens said. People will still go to Queen Creek and all that stuff, but we should have stuff here too. If we had a municipality, the two governments can talk to each other and maybe work out some things. While efforts to incorporate Santan Valley failed in 2004, 2010, and 2017, Hudgens knows the time is now right. The reason why I think this will be successful is people in this community know what it's like to be taken advantage of, and this is going to be the best way forward to develop our community and take care of our community and make decisions for our community. End of story. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Janet Pettis can be reached at jpettis@iniusa.org. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek's Chrisman High Takes the Stage. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, April 26, 2025, and no author is listed. The Chrisman High School Theater Company is hitting center stage with its upcoming production of Little Shop of Horrors. The production runs May 1st through 3rd with tickets available at chrismantheater.com. In just 2 years, Chrisman's theater program has grown with plans to expand even further in the next school year by offering courses in both stagecraft and musical theater. CHS art and theater instructor Randall Thorne stated that he is incredibly proud of the students involved in this production and the momentum the program has built. Quote, we're doing 4 main stage productions a year now, and I just think it's really thrilling for everyone in the area to know that Chrisman has some really killer kids that are doing some really killer theater, end quote. He stated in a press release from the Queen Creek Unified School District, quote, I could not be more proud of how the program is growing by leaps and bounds. Drama for junior high, theater for high school. Now we have stagecraft 1 and 2 for next year, and soon a musical theater course as well, end quote. To encourage maximum student participation, each main role in the production of Little Shop of Horrors has 2 student leads. Kyle M., who plays one of the Seymours in the musical, shared what makes the CHS Theater Company special to him. My favorite part of the theater program is how inclusive everyone is. It doesn't matter your skill level. Everyone is like a big old family, and everyone just has fun, Kyle stated. Without Thorne, I think that our show would not be where it is today. He makes sure we give our best. Genevieve G., one of the students cast as Audrey, found it hard to choose a favorite part of the experience. Do I have to choose a favorite? I really love the music side. I love how everyone is really welcoming. If I'm having trouble with anything, I can just ask someone who I know is good at it. Everyone is so helpful, she stated. She also reflected on what makes Chrisman's theater program different. Here we have time to work on what we know we're having trouble with. We can make mistakes and grow from them, Genevieve added. End of story. Our next story is entitled Three Queen Creek Teens Earn Eagle Scout Honors. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune on April 20th, 2025 and written by Christina Fuoco Karasinski. Three new Eagle Scouts were honored during a March 29th ceremony at a Queen Creek residence. Tabitha Tooley, her brother Stephen Tooley, and best friend Ariane Padilla performed community service projects to earn the ranking. More than 150 family members, former Eagle Scout recipients, a Gold Award recipient, a Venturing Summit recipient, fellow Youth Scouts, and Scout leaders attended the celebration. Liberty Wildlife Representative Wendy Bozzi and Bald Eagle Cochise introduced the evening by comparing the Eagle Scout symbolism of bald eagles to that of Eagle Scouts. Leaders in attendance included those who supported these youth on their journey to Eagle Scout. They comprised of Cubmasters, Den Leaders, Scoutmasters, Assistant Scoutmasters, Camp Leaders, Merit Badge Counselors, Grand Canyon Council Leaders, Town of Queen Creek Council Members, and Santa Claus. Without their involvement, these Scouts would not have reached this point, said Jamie Tooley, the Scout's mother. A strong commitment from dedicated adult leaders, a village, is essential to guide and assist these committed youths on their path to Eagle Scout. A first, the Court of Honor acknowledged that Tabitha and Ariane were the first two female Scouts in Queen Creek Troop 3738 to earn the rank. Tabitha Tooley, an 18-year-old ALA Queen Creek senior, shared memories of teaching Scout skills such as knot tying and first aid repeatedly. For her Eagle Scout project, Tabitha replaced damaged barbed wire fencing and entrance gates into Tonto National Forest. Tabitha now volunteers as a Cub Scout Pack 738 leader. Ariane's Eagle project supported the pet rescue, Back the Blue, as she collected pet supplies from peers and neighbors. In total, the 18-year-old ALA Queen Creek Senior donated 50 pounds of cat litter, 100 pounds of cat food, 99 cans of wet cat food, 73 pounds of dry dog food, 16 cans of dog food, and additional supplies like cages. Stephen and Tabitha were named Eagle Scouts on the same night. For his Eagle Scout project, he, other scouts, and adults spent 165 hours repainting the parking lot lines at St. George Catholic Church in Apache Junction. Stephen, a 16-year-old ALA Queen Creek sophomore, continues participating with Troop 738 and Crew 2222. End of story. Our next article is entitled Club Honors Teacher Rotarian of the Month. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, April 25th, 2025. No author is listed. The Rotary Club of Sun Lakes recently named its February Teacher of the Month as well as its April Rotarian of the Month. Anne Marie Fillery, who teaches 3D design and robotics at Arizona College Preparatory Middle School, received the Teacher of the Month award. Anne Marie has over 15 years teaching experience as a second career, said Dr. Honora Norton, club president. She received her teaching certificate from Arizona State University and earned her bachelor's degree in applied human ecology from Bowling Green State University. Reddy Manhula, who submitted the award nomination, said Anne Marie is appreciated for her ability to facilitate each child's growth by stimulating imagination and energizing each student's spirit. Rotary Education Chair Gary Kay said the award selection is based on a teacher's total years of service, examples of going above and beyond for students, respect shown for the teacher by peers, students and parents, and the teacher's involvement in extracurricular activities and service in the community. The club awards a $700 check comprising $500 from Earnhardt Auto Centers and $200 from Trust Bank. For more information, you can go to sunlakesrotary.com. Meanwhile, club member Leo Schultler was named April 2025 Rotarian of the Month and got his plaque from the March honoree David Randinick. With this award, RCL acknowledges Leo's support of the club's education programs, especially Teacher of the Month, Year awards, high school scholarships, procuring CUSD leaders as meeting program speakers, and more, the club spokeswoman, Dr. Honora Norton, said. Leo is often the facilitator of RCSL fireside chats in which new Rotarians receive information about Rotary International, club programs, and ways members can volunteer within the community and beyond. Schulter has been with the Chandler Unified School District for over 28 years and is executive director of the district's Western Region Elementary School. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Chandler City Council Avoids Charter Charges to Focus on Bond. This was posted in the Santan Sun, April 22, 2025, and written by Ken Sane. The Chandler City Council doesn't want anything to distract voters from what likely will be a bond election in November. So, council decided at an April 10th work session that it will not put any charter amendments before voters this year. In my mind, that should be our single focus, Councilman Matt Orlando said about a possible bond election. Now we can walk and chew gum. I get that. I get it's not an either-or scenario. Council was discussing putting two charter changes before Chandler voters. The first was billed as a way to make the city more business-friendly. Currently, council must vote twice to approve zoning changes, leases, and ordinances. The second vote has not differed from the first in years. Rarely, one member may change their vote. Staff from the Development Services Department said the process slows down new businesses getting up and moving, as they have to wait for another council meeting before the vote is final. Some months, the council only meets once. The proposal would do away with the two-vote requirement only for zoning and business leases. Any ordinances change or additions would still need to be passed twice. It also would have required the city to publicize the change only once instead of twice. The other charter amendment staff suggested was removing the requirement that all department directors must reside in the city. It would maintain the requirement that anyone appointed to office by the council must be a city resident within 6 months. Councilman Odie Harris said, in the past, the city has lost out on some great candidates for jobs because of this requirement in the city charter that was adopted in 1965. We lost a good person because of the requirement forcing them to live in Chandler, Harris said. We want to be more competitive. Orlando argued that in addition to not piggybacking on the bond election, council should appoint a citizens' charter committee to look at both suggestions and possibly more. That would allow them to consider multiple proposals and help build public support. I would like to see a healthier revision if we're going to be opening up for charter amendment to take a deeper dive, said Councilman Angel Encinas. And to your point as well, if we do go out to a bond, we don't want to overwhelm the voter with all these questions. Councilwoman Jane Poston said she was surprised that council was considering charter changes. I guess when this was presented to me, I didn't understand that this was something that city staff was going to move forward just on those two items, she said. I think I would have really pushed for a robust review. I disagree that this is the time to move forward on this. Staff said it did have some other charter amendments for council to consider, but limited their proposal to these two. Mayor Kevin Hartke said the city has brought charter amendment questions to voters without a committee and has also formed a group to examine them first. We've done charter changes that have not been complicated or expansive, so we've done both, Hartke said. It's not been a question of which way is better than others. Councilwoman Christine Ellis argued for sending the measures to voters this year. This is the right time, Ellis said. We studied that. We looked at it. I'm going to reiterate myself again because it is important for you to hear my voice on this one. We are moving forward with this. No one else spoke in favor of that. Orlando continued to push to delay any charter amendments. We very rarely piggyback on other elections, he said. We've done this right all the time. It's a voter trust issue. I feel strongly that we need to do it right. I am a traditionalist. I believe in the process. End of story. Our next article is entitled Limelight Performing Arts Stages 2 Hit Musicals. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune April 23, 2025 and written by Katie Springer. Limelight Performing Arts is bringing a double dose of high school drama, friendship, and self-discovery to the stage this spring with back-to-back productions of The Prom and Mean Girls Jr., two musicals, both based on popular Broadway shows, and their blockbuster film adaptations will run April 25th through May 11th in Gilbert. Each production features two rotating casts comprised of youth performers from across the East Valley. At first glance, The Prom and Mean Girls Jr. might seem like theatrical opposites. One, a glittery Broadway satire, the other, a sharply comedic take on teen social dynamics, but both center on young characters trying to find their place in a world that doesn't always make it easy. These shows are packed with fun, energy, and comedy, but they also tell really meaningful stories, said Wesley Bradstreet, director of The Prom. At their core, both shows are about teenagers learning to accept themselves and each other, which is something every audience member, no matter their background, can connect with. The Prom made its Broadway debut in 2018 and was adapted into a 2020 Netflix film. The show follows Emma Nolan, a high school student who wants to bring her girlfriend to prom but finds herself at the center of a national controversy instead. Help arrives in the form of four fading Broadway stars looking to revive their image by fighting for Emma's right to attend prom. What begins as a publicity stunt turns into a heartfelt journey of empathy, growth, and community. At the heart of The Prom are messages of kindness, inclusion, and the courage to stand up for yourself and others. The show is about standing up for what's right and learning to lead with compassion, said Bradstreet. It's joyful, hilarious, and moving, and the students performing it are phenomenal performers. Sharing the stage this season is Mean Girls Jr., a musical adaptation of the 2004 cult classic film and the 2018 Broadway hit penned by Tina Fey. The junior version retains the same biting wit and iconic moments while delivering a more age-appropriate script for young performers and their families. Co-directed by Caitlin Woodward and Carter Neef, both Limelight alumni and lifelong performers, Mean Girls Jr. tells the story of Katie Heron, a homeschooled teenager navigating public school for the first time. She's quickly introduced to the harsh hierarchy of high school life, including its reigning clique, the Plastics. What begins as a plan to infiltrate and dethrone the queen bee soon spirals into chaos and teaches Katie important lessons about authenticity, kindness, and self-respect. The show is so fun and over the top, but it's also full of real-life lessons, said Woodward. Middle school and high school can be tough. Everyone's trying to figure out who they are, where they fit in, and how to be accepted without losing themselves in the process. Neef added, We've both lived that journey, both on stage and off, and that's what makes working on Mean Girls Jr. so rewarding. We're helping these students tell a story that's funny and familiar, but also empowering. Mean Girls includes Queen Creek residents Beck Eberly, Audra South, and Lila Suniga. Both shows have earned critical acclaim on Broadway. Now, Limelight's young actors are taking on these ambitious roles and delivering performances that are as entertaining as they are heartfelt. These stories might take place in high school, but the themes are universal, Bradstreet said. They're about learning to speak up and celebrate who you are. Tickets and cast schedules are available at ll-pa.org/tickets. The Prom and Mean Girls Jr. win various times, Friday, April 25th to Sunday, May 11th. Where? Limelight Performing Arts, 511 West Guadalupe Road, Suite 12 in Gilbert. Cost, ticket prices vary. For more information, go to ll-pa.org. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek to Conduct Pavement Assessment. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, April 27, 2025, and written by Lily Rosenborough. The Queen Creek Pavement Preservation Division is joining forces with Roadway Asset Services to conduct a comprehensive pavement assessment of all town-owned roadways. Roadway Asset Services is a company specializing in data collection and analysis, often working under transportation companies or municipalities. Residents may see a Roadway Asset Service vehicle along major roads collecting data on the town's sidewalks and streets. The machinery uses sensors and laser technology to collect information about Queen Creek's roads. This data may include light posts, signs, walkways, pavement markings, and stormwater inlets. Quote, once the data collection phase is complete, RAS will integrate the information into the town's asset management system, end quote, the town said in a statement. Quote, using the updated data set, RAS will develop an optimized pavement management plan and a multi-year tool to optimize the maintenance of the town's roadways, end quote. According to the press release, Queen Creek has made transportation and roads a major focus of their budgeting and maintenance plans. Over the past decade, the town council has spent more than $200 million on improving the existing roadways. A majority of these projects were laid out in 2016 Transportation Master Plan, and the data being collected will greatly contribute to these goals. Quote, this initiative supports the town's corporate strategic goal to deliver superior infrastructure through efficient construction and maintenance, end quote, the town said in a statement. Quote, with access to real-time, accurate data, staff will be equipped to plan, manage, maintenance, and rehabilitation efforts across the town's paved roadway network, end quote. The town of Queen Creek developed a multi-model transportation master plan in 2016 to maintain and repair roadways. The plan outlined standards for traffic control and local street designs. It also listed how areas just outside the town would be affected by these changes. The entire project is guided by a main mission statement to improve the infrastructure of roadways and streets. Quote, develop a multimodal transportation system for all users that promotes and enhances mobility, safety, efficiency, quality of life, is sustainable, and encourages economic development, end quote. The town council said in a report, quote, the development of a transportation master plan is a process that involves many steps. The process involves identifying the vision and goals that guide the development of the plan, end quote, and end of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Did you know if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcast info and audio/on demand? Also, you can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and on demand on our new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. You can also hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device.